Welcome to the How Legends Are Made radio show, the fastest growing coaching show on the web.
This is the podcast that teaches you how to achieve your dreams and live a legendary life.
Today is the day you make your dreams happen. Booyah!
Are you tired of watching other people achieve the success that you want?
When you believe in you as much as you want others to believe in you, success is going to find you. Come on, you legendary maniacs! There's room for you at the top of the mountain. Stake your claim to a legendary life. Booyah!
And now the voice of How Legends Are Made Radio. The man who believes everyone is destined to live a legendary life. Dan Blackburn.
Booyah! Welcome back to another edition of How Legends Are Made Radio. I'm Dan Blackburn. I'm your host. And I hope you're having an incredible day. I hope yesterday was amazing and the day before that was also amazing. You know, over the years I've been helping people live legendary lives. One thing I've learned is that everything we do is a progression or a stepping stone, a setup for the next thing, the next place, the next situation that we move into. So today's episode is Return to... Yeah, you fill in the blank. Whatever it is that you might be returning to, picking up again, starting over, pushing yourself forwards towards whatever it happens to be, this podcast is for you. Before we get started, head on over to howlegendsaremade.ca. Listen to other amazing podcasts. Leave comments, messages, ideas, thoughts, any topics that you'd like me to speak about. Head on over there, and I'd love to hear from you. And also, remember, we are on iTunes, Stitcher Radio for you Android people, and for people still hanging on with the BlackBerry and stepping up with their Windows devices, Zune Radio also has the How Legends Are Made show. So head on over there and subscribe so you'll get the stuff automatically every single day. So return to... Here in Canada, it's return to school time, return to school. Anybody who knows what that's like, who's either a student, been a student, or maybe who's a parent or a guardian or an aunt, an uncle, an older brother, an older sister, someone who is standing on the outside looking in, watching kids go back to school, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, it truly is an amazing time of year. I mean, some students really like it, some not so much. But when I was buying back-to-school supplies and clothes and backpacks for my two fabulous daughters, they're off to grade 8 and to grade 10. Wow, can't believe it. The time just flies. It stirred up a lot of emotions for me because I remember growing up as a kid, this time of year, the return to school, you know, the day or days leading up to the return to school, bring back a few key memories. One is watching the Jerry Lewis telethon. If anybody's watched that, put their hands up. You probably have a big smile on your face right now because you know what I'm talking about. Every time they would flip that tote board, we'd hope to see a bigger and better and stronger number than moments or hours before. And this telethon would go on for days and days. And I remember that. I also remember the fear. I remember having the discomfort, the change. I mean, I'd been doing whatever I'd been doing all summer long. I was in the ritual. I was in the flow. The friends, the neighbors, the things that I did were very much a part of my psyche. And the prospect of returning back to school brought up a lot of emotion, a lot of fear. The interesting thing was, I never spoke about it. I'd go to bed the night before. I'd feel those butterflies. I'd feel that nervousness, that anxiety quivering inside of me. And I would just kind of grin and bear it. I would just go through it. And, you know, how many of you listening now either have that fear because you are the student or are the adult that remembers that and also has that experience now? You see, when I was a kid, I didn't know how to talk about it. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to voice what I was feeling. I just knew it was those funny feelings. And I still get those feelings now. I mean, it still happens to me when I'm heading into something, when I'm returning to action, when I've been away for a while, maybe I've been waiting for a meeting, maybe I've been working towards a specific meeting. I find myself having those same feelings. Now, those used to stop me in my tracks. It used to take me out of the moment. It used to have me focus on stuff, almost, you know, close my eyes and just fight to get through it. Now I recognize it as the edge of excitement, the edge of enthusiasm, the edge of something new, something coming. Because the truth is, for me, for you, for everyone on this planet, that the only time you grow is when you're moving past your current abilities. And those abilities, stretching, growing, going somewhere new, somewhere different, can be scary. And oftentimes it is scary. So for me, I look at school, I look at the return to something new, to something old, to something that I see in front of me is really about learning, growing, developing. It's expanding my current belief system, or my, I call it my know-how. Whatever it is that I think I know, there's always an opportunity to learn more. So when I'm out there in the world and I feel these feelings of anxiety, or I'm a little bit nervous, or I'm not quite sure how things are going to go, I focus on how can I engage? Because I know that my ability to engage will take me past the obstacles and past the challenges that are in my way. Now, it blew me away as I'm walking through the mall, buying backpacks, picking up school supplies, buying clothes, that I was having all these emotions, that all these feelings were just swirling up inside of me, all because it was what I remember, the return to school. And for me, it was awkward. It was painful. It was going somewhere that I hadn't been for some time. It was connecting with people. Maybe it was, you know, going from calm to discomfort, having to wake up in the morning, having to get to school, having to live by the bell, having to live by the rituals of the school. But really, for me, it was about an opportunity to go past all of the things that have been holding me back. It was about going past all of the things. So grade five, I knew grade five really well. When grade six came around, I wasn't really sure what I was getting into. I just knew it was another chance to sit down, open up a textbook, and just start doing the work. So I want to encourage you today to look at your life the same way. Are you feeling the fear of something new? Are you feeling the fear of starting over, of picking up, of moving into something new, something different? Maybe you're starting a new job. Maybe you are the student that's going back to school. Maybe you're a student that's going from one school to another. New friends. Maybe you moved over the summer. Maybe you're going from high school to college or university. Maybe you're changing universities. Maybe you're stepping into a new area of your life, a new area of expertise. And this fear, these thoughts, the unknown has you gripped. Well, I'm encouraging you to realize that this is a natural phase of growth. It's natural that you're feeling the way you are. Everyone has similar feelings. Some people get excited about going back and reconnecting on a social level. Some people get excited about going into a new class, finding a new desk, finding a new place to sit. Or if you're looking to start a new job, or maybe tomorrow you're back for the first time after a while, maybe you're a teacher. Maybe you've been off for as long or almost as long as the students. Maybe you're headed back and you're not sure what your students will look like. You're not sure what your year has in store for you. And it's important to remember that you have all the tools. You have all the faculties. You have all the emotional, psychological, and physical tools you need to knock this thing, this moment, this year, this situation out of the ballpark. You do. That's why you're in this moment. You are given an opportunity to grow. You have an opportunity in front of you to experience something new. Yes, it might be scary. Yes, it might be something that you haven't experienced before, or maybe haven't experienced for a while. And yes, maybe you wish, like me, maybe you wish you didn't have to go to it. You didn't have to face it. You didn't have to deal with it. But guess what? It's a gift. It truly is a gift. You have everything you need to do, to achieve, to reach the goals you want to achieve. So if you're nervous about going to school for the first time, not sure who you'll see, maybe you're afraid of seeing somebody. Maybe there's someone in particular that you don't want to see. Maybe it's a conflict that hasn't been resolved from the year before, and you've heard over the summer that this conflict might be renewed. Well, just know that you can face it. Step into your world. Get the support. If you need support, if you need a friend, if you need a teacher, if you need an administrator, a parent, someone to be with you along the path, then reach out. You see, I didn't know that I could ask for support. I just mustered up the strength, closed my eyes, and I just fought right through it. And although I got to the other side, it wasn't a very memorable experience. It wasn't me enjoying the journey. I want you to enjoy the journey. I want you to be excited, to be passionate. Nervous? That's okay. But I want you to know that this is part of the process, that you have everything, I mean everything you need to achieve. It doesn't matter how many times you failed before. It doesn't matter how many times you've been faced with adversity. It doesn't matter how many times you've been told no, or maybe times you've been turned away. This time can be different. This time you have the opportunity to write a different script. This is your life. These moments are your moments. So enjoy them. Be with the fear. Recognize it's a part of the process. You'll get through it. You have all you need, everything you need to make this happen. So I want to ask you, what would your perfect day look like? If you overcome these fears, if they were either pushed aside or you knew that you could come through them, what would that perfect day look like? I want you to focus on that outcome. Focus on the truth, because that is the truth. The truth is that you have everything you need inside of you, around you, with you, to get through the moment. So be inspired. Be focused on what it is that you want. And remember that on the other side of the frustration, on the other side of the nervousness, on the other side of the anxiety or the worry, lies your opportunity. It's real simple. It's on the other side, but you have to go through this little bit of discomfort, this little bit of pain, but you'll be fine. You'll crush it. This will not slow you down, because everybody goes through it. And if you look around and you see other people going through it, then you know you can go through it too. So go past the pain. And here's the amazing thing that I want to leave you with as we close up on this podcast. This opportunity you have now to push through the pain, push through the discomfort. So focus on what that great day, perfect day would look like for you. Focus on that right now for me. Just focus on what that would look like. Where are you? Who are you with? What are you wearing? What are the circumstances? What are the surroundings? Think about that for a minute. Get your mind, get yourself physically, spiritually, emotionally into that place. So give that some thought. Now that you picture yourself there, I only want you to focus on that. Now, picture yourself going past the pain. Maybe it's the awkwardness, the discomfort, the fear. For me, it was the fear of going into a new classroom. It was seeing friends I hadn't seen in a while, seeing situations or being around people that maybe I wasn't always comfortable being around. See yourself going past, going through that situation and past those people. Now, look around. See yourself in that place. And the gift you give yourself, when you go through this once, regardless of what age you are, you could be starting a new career. You could be starting a new job. You could be a teacher, as I said before, that's going back after being away all summer. You could be someone who's been on disability or long-term leave or maybe extended holidays, and you're coming back for what seems like a first time. It's your return to, you fill in the blank. It's your return to. Are you going to allow that fear to slow you down? Are you going to allow this apprehension, the concern, the anxiety, the oh no, what if, to get in your way? So focus on what your perfect day looks like. And the gift you give yourself is, once you do this one time, if you're able to go through this once, then you'll be able to do this for the rest of your life. If you can do it now, as big, as scary, as ominous, as overpowering as this moment might look. For me, it was incredibly overpowering. And I still have those moments now. The truth is, because I went through it before, because there were other times in my life that I was able to go through it, I know that I can go through it again. And you're the same way. Focus on what you want. Focus on that perfect day. See yourself going past, going through, going over the challenges and obstacles, the fear, the anxiety that might be there for you. And just know, all you have to do is do this once, and you are setting the stage for yourself for the rest of your life. Do it once. Do it once. And you'll set the stage for yourself for the rest of your life. You have the ability to be legendary. It starts with this. It starts with moving through this. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you have everything you need inside you and everything you need around you to get to that place, the place that you envision, that greatest day, whatever that looks like to you. Go and get it. Do it once. You'll have it for the rest of your life. Thanks for listening. As always, it's my pleasure, it's my joy to bring you How Legends Are Made Radio. Head on over to howlegendsaremade.ca. Download, listen to, share, comment, leave your feedback, give me ideas, suggestions, whatever you'd like, but spend some time there. And while you're there, if you'd like to subscribe to How Legends Are Made on iTunes, Stitcher, or Zune Radio, be happy to give you all the info that I got. Keep sharing my info as often as I can. Remember, download your free chapter of 17 stories that will rock you, shock you, and inspire you. 17 people, 17 stories of people who had every reason to give up, had every right to stop what they were doing and give up on their dream. And there was something inside them that said no. They were willing to go one step further, go one more mile, push one more limit to get to their dream. You have it inside of you. That is what legendary people do. And you, my friend, you are legendary. I'm Dan Blackburn. Thank you always for listening. Remember to find me on Twitter, Real D Blackburn. I am out of here. And like always, people, say it with me, because we know that we believe it. We know we have it inside of us, and we know that we can be it. Remember to dream, plan, and execute your way to an amazingly legendary life. Booyah!
Thank you for listening to How Legends Are Made with Dan Blackburn. Do you want to hear more from Dan? Go to howlegendsaremade.ca. and subscribe to the How Legends Are Made iTunes channel. And remember to leave a comment so Dan knows you're listening.